Let's begin with some of the more interesting races to folks who are readers of yours, starting with the U.S. Senate race.
In the Republican primary, Mark Granchetti, unsurprisingly, garnered 1,357 votes, with the other candidates trailing pretty far behind him in the Grant County results.
Now, over for the Congressional District 2 race, it looks like Yvette Harrell's lead is getting a little bit more comfortable from the results that we're seeing in some places. What does it look like in Grant County?
Again, very, very comfortable. She got 1,129 votes, which is much higher than Chris Mathis's 710 votes and Claire Chase's 611.
And in the State District 28 race, it looks like that one's going to be one to watch because it seems like change is coming.
Yeah, so I was very surprised to see that after we got all the absentee ballots in, that the challenger, Sia Correa-Hemphill, pulled ahead of the incumbent Senator Gabriel Ramos. So right now, Hemphill's pulling ahead with 3,506 votes, and Ramos has 2,020.
I don't know if you've had a chance to, you know, speak with any of those candidates personally or touch on some of the issues, but you think there's maybe a particular issue or two that's driving voters away from the incumbent?
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I saw is that, like, kind of deviating from party lines, is that incumbent State Senator Gabriel Ramos was pro-life, I saw in an email today. So that surprised me. I don't know if that has any play in the race or how this is going, though.
And what about, do you have a sense at all in terms of how this election played out for voters, given the pandemic and the option to vote absentee?
So more than 50% of the ballots cast in Grant County were absentee. So there were over 8,000 ballots cast. Just over 3,000 of those were in-person ballots, the rest being absentee. So I would say that's pretty significant. Still long lines at the voting stations, though.
Thank you so much, Michaela, for spending some time with us and for your update and the Silver City Report.
Of course. Thank you for having me.